And to my enemies, frenemies, all you alike, I'm just going through the cycles like I'm pedaling bikes. I was chilling out in Philly like I'm really with mice. If you're thinking that you're nice, I guess I'm really polite.
Look at that. What is going on?
Is this a second episode? It's becoming a trend. Does this mean we have to carry it on?
Are we trending?
Oh, we're trending.
Okay.
We're trending. It's golden showers.
I can rock with that. Hey, get out of there!
It's ooh.
Bum, Neil bum, can. Bum, 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 bum. What are you doing?
Get out of there! Okay.
Get the fuck in there!
I have to agree with that. Well, welcome to Black and Tan.
Hello.
It was a little awkward at the beginning, but we just had to have Neil can go number two in his bathroom.
That was all on tape.
Huh? Okay, sure. Or a compact disc, even.
Was that all on record?
Ooh.
Maybe. Was that on record?
I threw it all on a VHS tape, a Betamax.
Was that all on Laserdisc?
Ooh, nice. I think it was more on an 8-track player.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was this all on parchment?
Ooh, maybe. I like to play it all on my Zune, you know, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Was this all on a Walkman?
Ooh, okay. It was not. It was on a CD, man.
This all on etching on mini disc?
Ooh, I didn't necessarily catch it on a mini disc, but uh-huh. I did. I bought an MP3 player, and you know, I threw it on that, and it was really good.
Did you happen to check this out on HD? Disc? What was it?
Welcome!
It wasn't Blu-ray. HD.
It was.
Something.
HD. HD was the competitor to Blu-ray.
Yep.
And so I think
history lesson.
Xbox had HD and PlayStation had Blu-ray.
Right.
And you know, PlayStation.
It was called HD something, right?
HD video? HDX? I don't know.
HD, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
you're
right. Lost. Who cares?
So you're forgotten.
I mean, the only time you care
you're
about...
You're a loser! You're overrated! You're a loser!
The only time
fired.
The loser means anything is when people want to wave their flag. Confederate flag. Other than that, we
stars
don't...
Stars and bars!
We don't celebrate any losers. No. Like, hey, who was the second runner-up in the American Idol where...
Justin Guarini.
That,
Ooh.
Good, yeah, see?
Good
see?
Good question.
I'm just saying.
Good question.
Who was anyone on that show? Nobody. You don't know about the losers.
Well, it's part losers. Of my heritage. It was Billy Johnson Smith.
Heritage? Like your American heritage?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm proud of that.
I don't
heritage.
Know why you had to get all cowboy on me. You could just be you and be American. Also, like, you're an American, sir. Don't let them tell you otherwise.
I know, but it felt better doing it that way.
Okay. Because we're in Donald Trump's America. Anyway, let's talk about something that will get Donald Trump out of the way.
We're not going to release this episode, right?
No.
So I can just say whatever I want.
Say whatever you want.
Okay. Cool.
So we're talking about.
Boy, do I hate black people.
The Donald, and he according to what was it that BuzzFeed leak that he wanted golden showers all over the place.
I feel like BuzzFeed just wanted to kind of get on.
I think
the map somewhere because. BuzzFeed isn't mainstream. I've heard of BuzzFeed.
Well, BuzzFeed is like mainstream where you go to for like your cooking videos.
Yeah,
and, like,
that's where you go to
girls
for, like,
who like, you know.
Where's Paris Hilton performing next?
Yeah, just
you
stuff
go
like
to
that.
BuzzFeed.
I wouldn't call them reputable news.
No.
I wouldn't say that's where I get my news.
I would call them an ad that I block.
Oh, block them. They're very entertaining. Shout out to BuzzFeed. Get out of here. I like BuzzFeed.
Entertaining, yes.
Yes.
Reputable and reliable.
They're not part of, you know, they don't have journalistic integrity, right? BuzzFeed? Their name is BuzzFeed.
They're called BuzzFeed.
Yeah, right. Just nah, they're
and
good.
Their logo is like a pig with, there's something, isn't it
sure,
a pig?
I have no idea.
I drive by the BuzzFeed building.
Oh, okay.
Over here.
So it's, you would be more of a connoisseur,
looks
if
like
you
a
will.
Pig.
Okay.
And if you look closely, I think there's another, like, pig head within the pig.
Ooh, what are they trying to say
meta.
With that?
Saying America's a bunch of pigs.
Ooh, and you know, pigs are like the bottom feeders. Yeah. So is that what they're saying? Is that what?
Yeah,
is that,
you know,
they're
what?
Not very
fuck
American.
BuzzFeed.
Let's get them out of here.
Man, fuck BuzzFeed.
Let's build a fucking wall around that.
I'm not quite sure that's what they're saying,
but
fuck BuzzFeed.
I don't know either, because I like BuzzFeed.
Actually, BuzzFeed's pretty dope.
That whole golden showers thing. I just had one question.
Okay.
One question.
Okay.
What's the question? Would you let
I thought you were going to ask me.
Your girl.
Yeah.
Give you golden showers.
Give me golden showers.
Like, what if it was her thing? What if she's like, hey, D, tan. Can I interest you in the golden shower?
Can I answer that question with a question?
No, you can't ask me.
I already did.
But I can't answer first.
I already did.
I want your answer first so it can be genuine. I have an answer.
Okay.
You know, just by I have an answer.
Can you give me that answer?
I want to hear yours because you didn't know what was happening.
Can you give me that answer?
The answer to what? Would I let my significant other pee on my face? Sure. I mean, you know, we've got kids and stuff, though. You know, I'm around boogers and poop and desitin.
Desitin?
I'm around a lot of awkward
situations.
Wait a minute.
Is desitin for like...
Diaper rash.
Diaper rash.
Yes.
You know, can I tell you a very awkward...
Please.
...and personal story?
Ooh, okay. Those are the ones I want.
That might be funny to everyone but me.
Okay. So you're throwing yourself under the bus.
I'm going to throw myself under the bus for the listening public.
Rest in peace, Joan Rivers. I was just thinking of like the self-deprecation.
Oh, okay.
Kind of
aspect,
right?
Rest in peace, Joan Rivers. And any comic who does self-deprecation, you're awesome.
Or if you're Robin Williams, then you're dead.
R.I.P. Robin Williams.
Okay, but continue with what you're going.
So, desitin is for diaper rash.
It is.
My mom's a doctor.
She is.
She's very concerned with health.
Was she like
health,
the first black doctor in the Navy?
How did you know that?
Get out of here. That's the only reason I was your friend for a couple of years. Just so I could walk up to people and I'm like, hey, you want to Google something? Right when Google came out, I was like, guess what? My homie's mom is on Google.
Google his mom.
But anyway, yes, she is a learned doctor. She is a scholar.
Yeah. So, and obviously concerned with health.
Yeah, of course.
So I guess as a baby, I had a reaction to desitin.
Ooh.
Shout out to desitin, their sponsor.
I don't know. Are they allowed to sponsor
us? Baby
rash. I could use some more desitin. My daughter's out. But anyway, continue.
So
you're allergic to desitin. Good for people to know.
Well, I was allergic to desitin. I don't know if I am now because it's for diaper rash, and I haven't worn diapers in weeks.
Because if you have a baby, you should just rub it on your tailia and such, and just make sure. Yeah, and just make sure that you're good.
Check it out.
Yeah, I just like the feeling of it. That's me. It burns a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that. Okay. We're going to talk about you and your allergic reaction to desitin.
I don't know why you brought that up.
Because you're talking about desitin and putting it on your pee-pee and shit.
No, I didn't. You did.
Okay. Well, that's where you put it. Okay, fine.
Listen, I don't know how babies work.
Okay.
But
they work just people.
Well, I'm assuming, I don't put diapers on people and put desitin on people.
You will.
Not yet.
One day.
Yeah. But
one day you will, sir. Okay.
None of my babies are going to be allergic, probably, because I'm sure it's hereditary.
Just calling out what your babies are going to do.
First of all, is there a desitin alternative?
There's millions. Can you just put there's different things to put on
like
your baby's
cornmeal
ass.
Yeah. On there.
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
You can just spit on baby tush.
Okay.
You know that gets rid of a lot of.
This just took a huge left turn.
Or
spitting on babies.
Whatever, man. It's better than what other people do with babies.
Is this another
Trump? No! What? Did Trump fuck babies? Are we scooping that right now? Trump fucked babies.
I just felt like
are you saying that?
I felt like you're going to Trump route.
No, I wasn't going to Trump route.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not. I wouldn't put it.
Anyways,
okay.
I was allergic to desitin as a child.
Okay.
My mom always told me, and she's like, if you're in a doctor's office and you're in the, you know, tell the nurse you're allergic to desitin.
No way.
I didn't know what it was. What the fuck is desitin? I thought it was something for your teeth.
Desitin. Like a major car accident and you're like 30. Like, are you allergic to anything, sir? Desitin. My mom told me to tell you desitin.
Sir. Okay. Sir. Are you allergic to anything?
As long as you're polite about it.
I'm allergic to diaper rash medication.
They're going to be like, is that the same shit that I put on my baby's like the real asshole?
And they're going to be like, okay. Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, I mean, good to know. I'm glad you know you.
I'm not allergic to the generic. Just the name brand.
Really?
Don't use desitin.
So it's the active ingredient.
If I'm shitting myself, Don't put Desitin on
There's
my...
There's not really any reason I would put Desitin on you or need you to go get Desitin.
Right.
Since it's for babies. No.
This is what... And I remember very clearly.
Okay.
Like, my mom, she would... she actually accompanied me to a couple appointments when I was a kid. And she was, oh, he's allergic to Desitin. The nurse would laugh a little bit. She would laugh a little bit and I would be like, what's so fun? I didn't know what Desitin was.
So your mom and the nurse would have a good laugh about how
he's your allergic ass was hurting. To Desitin.
Like, this kid's got that hurt ass.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is he allergic to Desitin?
How old were you talking diapers? About that? Were you like 9?
I was old enough to realize this is not good.
Ooh, I think you were old, man.
Yeah.
I want to say you were probably like 10 or 11.
It happened earlier today.
Getting Desitin. Getting a Desitin, a freshly Desitined ass. All right.
It happened. It's actually, I'm sure it's going to happen tomorrow.
Like, speaking from experience, not with your ass, but with my child's tush.
Oh, boy.
You got to get in there, you know? Mm. You got to get in. You got to get to the butthole.
Sometimes. I get in there, though.
Okay.
I mean, I don't
or
know.
Or you can't get in
how
there.
How much more I can
you
get gotta in
have
there.
Somebody else get in there. Because you can't get in there on your own. You get a little apprehensive.
Well, what about
you
after the show? Smear. After the show, you guys?
I will supervise Neil getting in there.
Okay.
Neil can. Neil-Z.
I love how he used his real Neil can. Is Neil.
Dun, dun, dun. Mystery solved.
All the
As
guys,
if you're just sitting there with a
All the people
pencil.
Doing the research. It's Neil. Guys, it's Neil.
They gave us Neil.
It's Neil.
Okay, so.
Last name?
Ken. Okay, so can I ask you a question?
I think I stole that from Dane Cook.
You have, oh God, are we done then? He's done.
Who stole
you
it?
You should steal things from Kevin Hart.
Who stole it so from Louis C.K.?
Oh, okay, nice. I'll take that. I'll take that real quick. So I heard you have something that I'm interested in.
Crabs?
That I'm interested in that seems like it's stupid. And you're going to tell me why it's not stupid.
Okay.
Noise-canceling headphones.
Okay. Oh.
Are they just earmuffs?
Oh, okay.
That's what I think of them. But I want some because I hate people.
Let me explain a few things.
Okay, please. A few.
Yeah, yeah. A very few.
They encompass a few things? Noise-canceling headphones?
Yeah, that question does.
Okay, go.
I'm only versed in a few things.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell you
like,
about everything
I know.
You own
them. Why do you own them? Do they work? That's all I really care
I
about.
I own them, yes.
Okay.
Why do I own them?
Yes.
Because I was told to by Bose.
Okay.
Excuse me, by the way.
They are, you know, the stereo leader.
Bose. And do they work?
Do they work?
Fuck yeah, they work.
They almost work?
Too well.
So, do they give you, like, a noise in there?
Yeah. No. They give you no noise. Except the noise that you want, the music.
But what if you don't have music?
If you don't have music,
do they work?
It still cuts out sound. Let me give you an example.
Okay, thank you.
Let me give you an example.
Deep in that.
Absolutely. I was eating somewhere. Out.
Okay.
Had car keys in my jacket pocket.
Got it.
And then I didn't have car keys in my jacket pocket.
Okay.
They fell out. I had no fucking idea.
Got it.
Somebody was like pointing at me and like mouthing shit. I have no idea what
he
was saying.
You were wearing the headphones in the restaurant?
I mean, restaurants, not El Torito. It was
okay.
La Salsa.
You said restaurant, so I'm just trying to get there.
I said I was eating. I didn't say I was in a restaurant.
Neil Ken, can I get a? He said he was in a restaurant. He said he was in a restaurant.
All right, playback. Maybe I did. I don't know if I did.
But
or not.
La Salsa, that could be like a restaurant as much as like Chipotle is a restaurant, right? So you were at La Salsa.
You said a restaurant like I'm eating or I'm wearing headphones in like Morton's.
Well, that's what I was thinking. That's why I just wanted a clarification.
I was eating at Baja Fresh or I think it was La Salsa.
You said La Salsa.
What is it?
Don't try to switch it up.
Is it La Salsa?
Oh, it's Baja Fresh. La Salsa hasn't been around since like 98. But I knew what you were talking about.
And this happened recently, so
okay.
I guess it was Baja
okay,
Fresh.
Okay, so you were at the Baja.
Because the shit was very fresh.
Okay. And very Baja. Okay.
So I assume it was Baja Fresh.
Okay.
So I was eating.
It was very Baja.
It was very Baja.
Got it.
This dude was like waving at me.
Okay.
All I know is I'm eating. It's very good. I've got all my salsas
and
out there.
And some guy was waving.
And some guy was waving at me. What did
you
like,
do after the guy waved at you?
I was like, what the fuck is this guy waving at?
Okay. And, that's a very aggressive way to come at like somebody. You know,
he was waving. He was waving like, "Hey,
like, hey, what's up, yeah. sexy?"
I was like, "I was in my own." First of all, I'm listening to music through noise canceling headphones, which means you're just involved with the song.
Okay, so there's no noise canceling besides what is on the headphone.
There's no noise besides.
So I'm saying, like, if I just throw on my headphones, though, I'm going to call them noise canceling because I can't hear shit because my song is on.
I'm glad you asked.
Yes, thank you.
There's passive and there's active.
Ooh, okay. There's two different settings.
I wish we had video right now. Neil Kahn, producer. All of a sudden, impromptu producer Neil Kahn pulled the pop filter in front of my face.
Oh, God. Okay, so explain. Yeah, anyway. Like, I'm just saying. Oh, God. Oh, God. This is what I'm saying. Oh, God.
I think. What the fuck?
Okay, let's just
dude?
Take five.
Take a quick break.
I don't think you need to do that. I think I can just.
I mean, this I is how it goes in, right?
Yeah, but if you just hold it, and maybe I can. Maybe.
Why don't I turn this since it's supposed to be turned?
No. I think I need to screw this part in, like this silver part.
You sexy beast.
I know.
You screw it in there. That worked perfectly.
Broken.
Okay. Can we just not touch it anymore?
Broken.
Jesus. You know how long I've had this pop mic?
Can I just hold it in front of me? Like a...
No, you're okay. All right. There you go. Just talking to... Just talking to the pop mic.
Why is this not working?
Because it needs to be screwed into that. Oh, there it is. You hear that click?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's still loose as shit.
It's okay.
This is a goose.
Are we ready?
Oh, man, that's tight as shit.
Yeah, right.
It's tight as a goose.
Tight as a puss. Grab it.
Trump.
I don't even know what we were talking about before.
Noise-canceling headphones.
Okay, yes. Okay.
Come on, standpoint. Okay, active and passive.
Me? Okay, active and passive. I don't know why you're yelling at me.
Because you're trying to, can you convince me this and that?
Well, yeah, because active I want passive. To be convinced.
Active and passive.
Okay, so those are two different settings.
Passive noise canceling is basically just...
If somebody's like, hey, and you don't hear that. Or if they're like, I don't want any.
I mean, I couldn't have described it more perfectly than that. That was ideal. No, passive noise canceling. Just the pure putting something over your ears, like headphones, is canceling out a certain amount of...
So they're just playing a loophole. They're just calling themselves noise-canceling headphones.
Can I finish?
That's like me calling this wet beer.
Can I finish?
Got it. Of course.
Before you just go off on them,
okay.
Can I explain?
Oh, man.
I'm going to get really, really
hurry fun, up. Hurry fun up and right explain, because I have to talk about what's going on right now. So hurry. So
I don't know. I don't remember how to smoke tobacco.
Yeah, word.
How do you do this?
There you go. Backwards.
Is it legal here?
Okay. I'm going to say this. I still don't believe in noise-canceling headphones, but you know what I do believe? The power of Mary Jane. The power of marijuana. The power of cannabis. My homie, Tan, as you know him.
That's the first week in probably... Don't air this, by the way. But that's just... Seriously, don't.
Wait, don't
air
what?
Is it cutting out?
Don't air what part?
Seriously. This microphone isn't recording anything, right?
Just tell me. Just say edit.
Okay, so edit.
Right there, okay.
So you're not going to air
this. I'm not going to record any of that.
100%.
What's happening?
You swear to the sun god.
Yes, I swear.
To the sun god.
Okay, I don't believe in him. I believe in the table.
How can I talk to you then?
Okay.
I mean, if you're irrational, you don't believe in the sun god.
Fine.
Will you really not record anything after this point?
No, yeah. Well, I already said edit.
Whenever, why am I seeing my voice jump?
Still going. Whenever I say edit, though, just know that I won't say anything after that.
When I said that...
I'm just playing,
by the way. Was it those... Orphan, the little white parents.
That wasn't right.
All right, cool. So,
yeah, that's not
right. Yeah. It is now because that's...
And what were you talking about? You were just talking about the fact that you hit it.
What?
The pipe?
Oh, yeah. I'm just joking, by the way. I'm doing this for, like, effect.
Okay.
For me, I don't
know.
I'm
at it.
Hey, put that shit on there. I just like...
We can take you
I'm putting that
off.
Part. I just said the words. I just said the words. I will say edit and unedit. And whatever's in between there... I will disregard.
My bad.
It's okay. But you didn't think, you know, crazy. You just said that's not going to be
anything. No, we all know you don't edit this anymore.
But now,
you just
but now,
put it all out
But
there.
Now you've got a lot of people wondering
Actually,
what it is.
Actually, he does
is.
Edit it. He looks that's just like the main part. Like,
so we're going to talk about...
He's going to loop your part. Is this recording?
Yes, it's fucking recording. What do you think we're doing here?
Why is it not moving?
Because it's moving at a speed that you're incapable to see because it's a fucking computer.
David, can you see it?
You're hitting kosher.
Yeah, right? So Damien's getting... I think we can both say that it's high for the first
15
time.
15 years.
Like, I...
At least that's
man.
At least 15 years,
you make
right?
my dick hard. I'm so happy for you.
I'm...
Because at least 15 years of high school. That's the last time I smoked.
Like, you feel good?
Yeah, like 17 years
you feel,
since
you
high
feel,
school.
You feel...
But I've smoked since high school.
Okay, but how do you feel? Let's go through it together. How do you feel? You feel good?
I feel great.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Do you feel smart?
Always.
Well, but if you didn't feel smart before, it doesn't just make you feel smart now.
I feel smart. I know I'm not, though. That worst part.
Man. I've been able to do so many things with my homie here. And just, I usually...
First, I want you to take a shot out of that Cubs shot glass.
Cubbies. Go Cubbies.
I'll take a shot with you. Go Cubbies, 2016 world champions.
Go Cubbies, going to see Obama. Oh, Cubbies. I think my voice changed after that shot.
Rizzo. Like, what up, Rizzo?
I feel like it sounds
shout
like
out to Rizzo, Bryant, Batman. All the homies.
I don't like
in
Arietta.
In Chi-Town.
What about Arietta?
Arietta's the shit. He has a great beard. You don't like him because he has a great
no,
beard?
No, I don't like him because he said some inflammatory things.
No.
And
what did he inflame?
He was just talking about Trump and how he just wants, and when Trump won, he was like, get them all out of here.
Maybe
like, but then they go back on it. They're like, well,
get
I
them
did,
all
well,
out.
Well,
maybe
I
he's
did,
talking
he,
about the Trumps.
No.
He maybe was he's like, talking about the Trumps. Get them all out of here.
We'll go. This is our Trump minute. We'll go real quick to the people who are like, well, I said that, but that wasn't a racist thing. Who are you talking about getting the fuck out of here then?
Mm.
You? No. You're talking about people, not you. Meaning who? Mexicans or Muslims?
You added the Mexicans or Muslims.
I'm just putting them in those little paraphrase boxes.
What was the
who
exact quote?
Who were they then?
Ask him. I don't know. You don't know.
No, but that's what
you don't
that's
know.
What he said.
He said they, but you
send
don't know what he
back.
Meant by they. Send
pack,
them.
Pack your bags.
Listen, he's a cub. He can't do wrong. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Like, don't worry. That one who beat his wife and shit, I'm with him. Like, wasn't he that...
Well, who beat his
I don't know. He was like a Coco Brown fella who was a pitcher. Does that sound familiar?
Coco Brown. I was thinking Coco Crisp.
No.
Yeah.
I forgot his name. But he...
Beat
like,
his wife?
Like, Allegedly. But I know there were a lot of people holding signs.
So he beat
like,
his wife?
A lot of people were holding signs.
Seems
like
a super alleged...
he just let a wife beat her, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if he did. But yeah. I was behind him because it was a legend.
Right.
And sometimes, if you don't know what you're doing as a wife, I mean, this is Donald Trump's America. I feel like I can say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Didn't you say a Trump minute, not a Trump episode?
I know. Okay, we're done.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry.
No. Go say what you need to say.
No, I was just, I'm very excited that you, that we got the scoop on you smoking a bowl.
Does that look healthy?
No. But it's really interesting.
There's a plant in the recording room here.
It's his penis.
The studio that looks
yeah.
brown and the rest is green.
It's gross.
Why is one brown but the rest is green?
You're so high right now.
I am.
I love it!
But...
Fuck!
But isn't that weird?
Oh,
wouldn't the rest
I'm glad
of it
you're
die?
Having a good time. I'm glad we're talking about... You're showing me things that are brown and shit. I don't know. If
I saw
anybody,
the fear in your eyes. You're like, oh shit, he's high.
Well, it's like it's like very virginal.
Mm.
You know, like it's very. I want to protect your innocence.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like if I was having sex with a virgin, like I want to make sure you're having a good
yeah.
time.
I don't blame you.
You know, it's gonna be like
but
just a tip.
It's,
but, oh,
it's more like
good?
A born again because I okay. did, I smoked for a while.
Yeah. We were like yeah. you were a smoker.
Yeah, you I was. Know? I was a
as okay. much as I smoked, you smoked. And it wasn't yeah. a lot, but it like high school smoking.
Right, high school smoking.
You know,
smoke.
Where it's just like every weekend you find a nug.
Every right. weekend all day. And now I'm going to start smoking cigarettes
oh,
again.
Oh, Jesus
I'm just
going to
completely
man.
Fall back.
You want to do some fucking heroin too?
Hey, dude, let's go to a high school party.
Dude, get fuck, man. It really is a gateway drug. I was very happy that Dare took it off of the gateway drugs, but now you're smoking cigarettes. You're
did Dare take it off though?
Yeah, you're becoming rebellious. I feel like I'm watching Darth Vader turn into Darth Vader.
Wait a minute.
Was it because of weed?
Dare's nationwide, right?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, sure.
They took weed off of their...
Off of the gateway drug list, yeah.
Okay. But it's still a drug, according to
them. Well, you know, it's kind of just, I mean, part of that whole war on drugs situation, which did not work and isn't working. And
well, it's like a war on, I think David Cross said something about it. It's like a war on sarcasm. Or so, you know, it's okay. Like, it's a war that you can't win.
You can't win.
I get it. I feel like the... We're going a whole different direction.
That's okay. Really, go there.
I feel like a war on drugs. If you're already having a war on drugs, you already missed the actual problem. People that are out, because there's a lot of people that use drugs recreationally or functionally.
True that. And life,
they can operate. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just showing that going.
And there's other people who use drugs.
Well, but see,
in a very damaging way to themselves and everyone around.
But I feel like marijuana is there for you to be able to take, and you take it because you feel the way you do. Oh, you want to feel relaxed after a stressful fucking day of just being a fucking person. Hey, there's nothing fucking wrong with that. What are you going to do? You're going to go hug somebody? You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna notice your plant needs water? Now, when it comes to, like, drinking, let me go home real quick, get fucked. What are you gonna do? Maybe have a baby? Maybe get in a car accident? Fuck that.
What the hell are you talking about?
You drifted off. You were getting beer. And you didn't hear anything that I said.
No, I heard.
I was talking about the pros of marijuana and the cons of alcohol that you just got poured.
Any substance that's taking away from reality, I feel doesn't have a positive impact.
Who's your favorite? I'm the king of Segway. I know how to get right to the point. Who's your favorite rapper?
You did that at a perfect
point. Yeah.
My favorite rapper ever?
Ever. You. Kodak Black.
You.
Come on, me?
Yeah. You're amazing. You're actually my favorite rapper. No, I'll do the beat.
Okay,
you rap.
The beat. Okay.
My chain is making extra
beat. If you can't even get the beat, how am I gonna get
it? Was into it.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, my name is Aaron. I'm here for all those who thought they knew but they don't know. Now they know. What do you need to know? You need to know that I'm not from Soho. I'm from SoCal, motherfucker. You think you know me? You're a motherfucking ducker. Ducking the police. Ducking you. Ducking me. Ducking you. Because you don't know me. You think you know you? Look in the mirror and I'll show you. I'll show you that you don't know you, and you thought you knew me. Fuck it, go climb a tree. I don't have anything
else.
Yeah!
Hey, that was great. That was great, Aaron Dennis. You're signed.
Thank you.
You are signed.
That's better. I'm like a young
Black and Tan Records.
I'm like a young Donald Glover. It's okay. People say it all the time. Aaron, you're so talented. You're like Donald Glover.
You're like an old Donald Glover.
You're like a young Danny Glover. Thanks. Too old for this shit.
Can I tell you, I was so focused on my beat, I have no idea what you just
said. Oh, you'll hear it, though.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear that.
And you felt it.
I felt it because I felt your energy and your presence, your confidence. I would say
I'm in the same vein as like a Lil Yachty.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh. You read that right off the paper.
Disgusting. Disgusting. Even saying his name, I feel like I want to kick him in the face. Kick him in the fucking face. Lil Yachty?
My whole life, I've been teeter-tottering between, like, tolerance and not tolerating bullshit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I tolerate, I understand, and fuck you, you're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
And I'm trying to stay in the middle. Trying to keep even keel.
You can't do that with new age rap artists.
There's no lyricism.
No.
There's none. No. There's none. I mean,
what happened to the Andre Benjamins?
And right?
You know what I mean? Like,
there are a few There are a few rappers that came out, and luckily, I work with somebody who actually is be on top of some rappers. And
Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole,
lyrically, like you want to listen to the words, not just the beat. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of music out, the beat's tight. Yes,
that's Homeboy, right? It's one of these shitty people we're talking about.
Is that Uzi Vert?
I don't know, but that video, they had broccoli. And they were waving them around. I hate broccoli so much, I don't even make my kids eat it. What the fuck are you doing putting that in your video?
Because like, it's just not broccoli. If you look at the broccoli in the video, it's fake broccoli.
But are they talking about
bright green broccoli?
I think it's called broccoli. Oh, they're talking about herb.
Yes. And first of all, E40 said broccoli way before these kids were even born.
I mean, it's hard to talk about. You can call it herb.
It's hard to talk about shitty new rappers without sounding like an old man.
Oh,
E40 man. Said that when you before
hey,
you were
remember bubble. The old Kanye.
Remember? Oh,
that's my favorite.
Grandmaster Flash was talking about probably the 60s.
And these are the brains.
It's amazing. It's amazing. But that's how far what like rap was
because these new school rappers don't give a fuck about like Biggie's and Tupac's and everybody around them.
Lil Yachty.
Oh, fuck.
Shout out to Lil Yachty.
Please don't.
I'm just kidding. But,
shout out to Tommy Lauren.
Shout out to Lil Uzi Vert. No. But Lil Yachty, I think it was him. I think it was he who said.
Is it proper?
Thank you. I think it was he who said in an interview, I can't name one of Biggie, the Notorious Biggs. B.I.G., you little bitch.
He said it so
little
proper.
Bitchy.
No way.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think I can name one of his songs. That no. I mean, that's like.
Hey, that's Donald Trump's America. You ain't gotta know shit. I can always bring it back, son.
You're like a little robot that I feed in a comment and you spit out Trump sucks.
I'm just saying, like, you don't need to know shit nowadays. Thanks. Hey, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Hey, astrophysicist. What's going to happen to the sun? Well, it's going to blow up eventually. No, it's not. I don't believe in it. I think bigly.
You're an overrated scientist.
Right? Meryl Streep, you're overrated.
You're an overrated actress. Who do I like? I like my daughter, Ivanka Trump.
Like,
she's great.
Oh, man. I can't believe there's... I feel like every day...
You realize we just lost everyone who voted for Trump. 42% of America we just lost. You know what I saw? I saw something on Facebook that was eye-opening.
Ooh.
I rarely see that. It's mostly like
you don't
meal.
Get that. We're very desensitized.
It's mostly the lunch, pictures of lunch, word. And here's a throwback picture from high school.
Exactly.
But I saw someone posted something about a black dude would basically go to, I don't know where he would go, but he would talk to racist, like KKK members.
Okay.
And he would...
I think
effectively convert
them. Yeah. I think I heard about that. I didn't
yeah,
see
like basically about. Talk to them, befriend them, explain to them whatever they wanted to know, and he's flipped, for lack of a better term.
That's what we got to do.
A large number of KKK members.
I mean, that's what we have to do because people don't know. Like as a white person,
that was a powerful.
I'm
accent.
Sorry.
Hey. Don't apologize.
I'm trying to get to a point where, you know, like, I don't want to offend anybody, but I always hear those things where they're like, you know, there's that show Black-ish, and people are like, well, if there was a show White-ish, it'd be racist. And it was like, well, yeah, because what are you celebrating?
Yeah.
The hey! Oppression and white, being white, and we're great. That's cool.
I'd probably
but
watch it.
It's not, like, I would watch it, too. It's,
yeah.
I watched Friends. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
But it's weird when people can't empathize with you.
Yeah, they already had that show.
Yeah,
a bunch of times.
Like some little girl will get body slammed, you know, in the classroom by a cop, and there are people who are like, "Well, she shouldn't have been on her phone."
Yeah,
and I'm just like,
"Oh, that
that's
video,
bananas.
That video where that cop, the woman's son was like slapped by a neighbor." Something like that. Color was involved.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then the cop was like...
Well, why don't you teach your son not to do that? And blah, 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 and blah. And then he basically ends up arresting all the people who were the victims.
Yeah.
Or at least...
Well, I don't know why we care that Black Lives Matter. Because we just want them to... Like, I think Michael Che was saying that. He was like, think of just Black Lives Matter. Think of a name. We just want to matter. We're not saying black supremacy.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey, black. It's not even like, I'm happy to be black. It's just, hey, we matter. No, you don't.
We matter.
Or like when women are like, we just want to be equal. Well, the fact that you can say well after that.
And a long well.
Is bananas.
Yeah.
Well, that might mess up the economy and shit. And so we don't want to just, you know, we're going to have to be paying all you bitches money.
Our species, our races, in the very beginning stages, we're still figuring out all these different people that are involved in it. We're afraid, we're threatened, certain, you know, people.
Take a very innocence-driven stance.
It's not on even it. Innocence. It's more complete awareness of everything.
But a lot of people aren't aware.
That's
I think that's what it is.
That's their ignorance, not my innocence. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I understand. I understand those people.
That was like the quote of the episode. I like that.
Various levels of...
I will tell you, you're a very self-aware person.
Thank you. But I also try my hardest to understand, empathize with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can be not funny for 1 second in my life...
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel that we as a people can...
Stop! I'm listening. I swear to God, I'm listening.
We can.
I'm trying not to open this up.
And this has been said before, but we can basically see each other as one race of people.
The human race.
The human race. We can.
How tough is that?
We can attack our enemies, death, cancer, disease, everything as a people, and we can embrace our differences instead of looking at differences.
And I feel like that's the goal.
Yeah.
But
I feel like that's a goal for a lot of people, but then they're
it's not for the majority, because the majority remembers a time where it was great for them.
Yeah.
And that's why he ran on the platform, let's make America great again.
Yeah.
Because it was only great for one kind of person.
Yeah.
We've been evolving all these years. Yeah. And every year is better than the next.
Right.
So to let's stop that and go back to this time.
I know what you mean.
You know, and I don't hate people for that, because it's just like, if you've never needed empathy, I can't just expect you to have it right now. But I do expect you as somebody who's my friend to just say, like, I'm going to sit back and just see what he has to say, being somebody, not me, which is a white man or a white woman or a rich white man, just a black man. So if I say, I see racism sometimes, don't be that guy who says, well, I mean, that wasn't really racism. because you get that. And it's just like, that's not helping.
Yeah.
Acknowledging.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that my daughter is 11 and she hasn't heard about slavery yet is kind of disheartening. Yeah. Because I'm just like, you need to know.
You haven't told her about it?
No, I've told her, but I mean more in school.
Yeah.
You know, and
she hasn't been
taught. Yeah, I don't drill it into her yet. You know, I teach her about people and diversity. No. But it's weird to me that that is such a big part of America.
No.
And you don't know about it.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. It's just,
there's a lot to teach.
We got
to
get there. We'll get there. And we were getting there at a solid.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people who didn't like Obama, but fucking, we were getting to a point where we were all just cool. We're getting there.
Yeah.
And then it was just
at least you felt that way.
Exactly.
And there's 42% of the country, less than the majority, who felt differently. And, they obviously voice their opinion.
And they obviously won, because they were the silent majority.
Yeah.
Which are white people.
I feel like it's just like...
I love white people. Life is white. Please don't think that I don't like white people.
I feel like people are very, very good.
She's one of the woke white people.
Yeah. You woke her up, basically.
I mean, she woke. That's why I married her.
Okay. I wish everyone was woke.
Me too.
What I talked about in the last episode, the brown and the blue eye experiment.
Yeah. Which is a fantastic, if you get a chance to find that.
The teacher, who I forgot the name of, but as soon as you type in blue brown eye experiment, you'll see her name. I mean, it just taught me that, you know, it's such a... Fuck, I had a good point to make, but...
Hey, it's all gone.
It's gone. We're going to have to start over.
You're going to have to... Yes!
We lost the tangent.
It's like a hard drive reset, dude. Just boom.
You just got to be done.
Hey.
I mean, I know the point, but I don't know how it played into like everything else.
Yeah, and that's okay.
It's because I'm high.
Because you're
high. I'm super high.
You're super duper high, because you haven't been high in so long.
I'm more upset that because I know I had a good point. And, I know.
Sometimes things get the better of us.
You just talk, and I will.
You're gonna smoke more.
I'm gonna smoke some more. I feel like super really.
I'm happy for the way you're going to sleep. I'm not really happy about you putting that close to my microphone, but I'm happy.
Is this damaging?
Because there's pieces in there that you're eating up, bro.
There's pieces?
Yeah, like they're very delicate pieces.
Right.
Okay. But I know you're gonna have a good time. You know what I mean? Like
I've already been having
and you've been having a good time. And weed is for everybody. Fuck, dude. I can't wait for the time where my kids are like, hey dad, hey, what's up? Hey, you smoke weed? And I'm gonna say, yes I do. And I'm gonna tell them about it. And I'm gonna be comfortable with it. Because I don't see anybody out there getting.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. I'm happy you said that.
You are we getting ding 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 back
ding,
on,
ding, ding 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 ding
back on.
This is what I was gonna say. So that teacher, it's the same lady. She was saying the racism and all this shit, all the prejudice is based on something that's learned. All these people are programmed. They're programmed because they've been taught and they've been shown.
Yeah.
In their lives, like, this is the way to act and this is the way to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So now hopefully the internet can, or something, some bigger, ideally a class in school.
Well, you know, but ideally you're you as a parent.
Ideally you as a parent. But if already stuck in that mindset, probably not going to happen. You are infused with this world knowledge, and instead of just this small bubble of a thought process.
Well, but that's, I mean, and I think that's what empathy is.
Yeah.
Empathy is making your bubble larger.
Yeah.
To where it's not just you, mm-hmm. but it's like, hey, I know this black guy who I work with. He's really cool. I hope he's not worried about the police.
I'll go you one further. I know this guy. I know this guy. Fuck the black shit. Fuck all that. I know this dude. I know this guy. People are so focused. You are.
Yeah.
And I'm happy you're happy about that. But
I wasn't always. Because it's not always, you know, fun.
Exactly. And why do you think you weren't happy about it?
It was, you know, you never saw black people. Like, and at least for me, and I was in a lot of...
Fresno.
I was in Fresno, I was in South County, I was in Central Valley, I was in North California. And I'm not saying it was, like, racism. I'm just saying that, I mean, I had full classes of white people.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they pull that little board down of Africa, and they're like, hey, it says nigger. And you feel uncomfortable. Or like you're in high school.
It sucks when the teacher says that, too. Right?
Or you're like, in high school and you have to read To Kill a Mockingbird out loud. And they're just like...
Popcorn and
this popcorn nigger black. Lover said that Atticus Finch... You're just like, fuck.
You know what sucks is
it
that... Just,
it sucks that you feel that.
Yeah.
As somebody who you don't see a representation of yourself. And I feel like that's why I really... fell in love with this past president towards the end, anyway, towards the last.
You mean that mulatto?
And because I saw a version of my children. You know, my children can aspire to be better people.
Yeah,
they can aspire for that. I never thought that. My dad wasn't like, "Hey, you can be president," because I mean, I just never was like, "Sure." But the fact that somebody...
You can be resident. You can be resident of
fact
this
that
apartment.
Some wasn't like an old white guy was president.
No.
I think a lot of people were like, hey, cool. I could actually win if I ran on like some principles and shit.
It's funny because
but you can actually also win on the exact opposite.
Yeah.
So it's...
Right after.
It's a tricky game.
It has to be right
How after. Shitty do you feel? Like, oh, I feel like we're just like... I'm mad at America that we did that right after it was so good.
There's a lot of people who are mad. My brother's so mad I can't even text him without like 8 paragraphs of like Trump rhetoric. But
about Grantholomew.
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 There's a point where you have to hit where it's like, okay, you stop talking about it and you start thinking about what can I do?
Yeah.
And most people can't do shit.
Oh, I'm there.
But there are...
I do shit.
the only people who actually do shit.
Me.
You.
Thank you.
Are people.
Yeah.
Only
yeah,
people yeah. can do shit. You're a person. You, if you focus and you figure out a way, you can do shit.
You have to get people.
You have to get people. You have to, in some way, get people to either pay attention, to follow, blah, blah. You have to get attention because all the selfie and Snapchat whores know.
Yeah. Ooh, you male, went straight to whores. I would never call a girl a whore to her face, but I'll slap a dude and call him a whore real quick. Because that's right? just wrong. That's
yeah,
because
it's not know. Even a sexual term. It's yeah, like, it's just it's not, it has nothing to do with gender. It's your look on life.
Yeah.
But, you know, basically, we are driven by attention. We are a slave to attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to give the attention to the things that we want to be perpetuated and passed along through our civilization Word. and our generations.
Ooh, it's deep,
right? Because I mean,
it was deep, and it shouldn't be. You know what I mean? Right. Like that shouldn't be something obvious. That's deep. That should be like, well, of course.
Yeah, I feel like this is a turning point. I feel like this is there. We have half our foot in as a civilization, half yeah. our foot out of the whole like let's move forward door.
Do you ever think that this is kind of the downward slope of if you think of it in civilizations mm-hmm. and with history? Of the U.S. being the dominant power.
Yeah. Like, because, there's always... Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a slippery slope once mm-hmm. you start fucking with it.
Right.
You know, that's why I never subscribe to people who are like, well, I just wanted to vote for Trump because fuck it. We're yeah. just like, no. That's a
great
like,
reason.
There's so many... Like, I would rather people not vote than vote for Trump.
Oh, well, 100%.
Because I can understand 100%. You.
If your reason is vote for fuck so it. Long.
Like, I mean, I didn't vote for a long time for a lot of reasons that were shown in this election, but I would never say, like, you got to vote for someone. Because I voted for Hillary, but I understand why people didn't. Hey, man, you didn't. That's cool. But why'd you vote for that dude?
Right.
You know, like, yeah. fuck, dude.
I mean, it's like...
I know Mexicans. Like, I don't know if you know Mexicans. I know Mexicans. How do I look them in the face after voting for Trump? You know what I mean? Like,
well, you don't have to look them in the face. They get thrown back to Mexico to the rapists and murderers.
It's not that quick.
Yeah.
It's not that
quick. They're gone. They're gone. They're out of here. Get them out of here.
It's not that quick.
As a person with a fucking brain, yeah. you have to say, wait a minute.
It starts with, because you can't be the other person. You just have to feel them.
No, not yet. Not yet. But shit, yeah.
right?
God willing
soon. But you
got
to feel them.
Yeah.
So when I say, hey, man, you feel me.
Yeah.
Then you're like, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Like, so who'd you vote for? I don't understand why that's a weird question to ask after. Because if you're like,
it's very personal. That's like
if you ask,
that's like, how big's your dick?
Well, but that's one of those things where if I'm giving you my time, I want to know you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we might meet
each
other. Who'd
you vote for?
And tell.
Who did you vote for?
I voted for Hillary.
Hillary. Who? Hillary who?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, Clinton.
Yeah, I did that. I did that.
This is a switch.
But, I don't necessarily...
I paid you for a Trump guy.
I didn't...
I was like, Trump all the way with this one.
I know, like, one black dude who was, like, super duper Trump.
Really?
And I was just like, man.
So you know Sammy Sosa. Wow.
Is he still using That's the bleaching cream? Fuck, man. The fact that there's bleaching cream.
And the fact that it's Trump brand.
Okay.
Is crazy.
I feel like, you know, I don't... fuck it. You should know what's going on in your world. If what we're talking about, and we're talking about, like, Trump being a facet to a lot of things, like, if that bugs you, you're not living. Like, fuck, man. This is a very fucking serious situation that's happening.
Yeah. And I don't want to be, like, one-sided. What I love to do Word. Is imagine how... Okay, I feel this way. I know I feel this way. How does the other side feel?
Yeah.
Can I imagine how they feel? And I don't get it.
It's
hard to get on a lot of levels. Some levels I get, but most
I don't. I get it like this. This is how I get it. Okay. So I'll be walking down the street, and I'll see...
First of all, why are you doing this? There's Uber. There's your car.
I know,
car.
Right? This is the West Coast. We can do that. So I'm walking down the street,
mm-hmm.
and I see a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
automatically.
In a car window?
A car window, in like a store, but we catch eyes and we give each other the black man nod. Yep. Okay?
I remember I got that when I was like 12.
Oh yeah. We started early because you gotta understand that you can do that. Maybe even before that, yeah. You gotta understand that you can do it.
Black nod.
So I feel like white people have that too. But they're just the majority, so it feels weird when they do it. Mm. But it'll be like, hey, how come all 8, you know, black senators voted for this and the 2 white senators voted for the other guy, not really giving a fuck that he was racist. Mm. But they're not racist. They're all giving each other hugs after when he gets fired and shit. And you're like, yay, cool. But being like a white person to another white person.
Being racist.
Being a white person to another white person, you're like, hey, man, I feel you being white in this world where maybe people are calling you racist and you don't feel racist.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you, you have my support.
You know, black, I think you're being a little racist.
But it's not. I feel like that's just an understanding.
If I could speak from a white position, which I love to do.
Not at the barbecue, sir.
Well, I mean, I'm half white.
Yo, you're good. You're
I'm
good.
Half white. I feel like you've got, on behalf you've got solid, of half a white people.
You've got solid cred in both communities.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong
I
with
got
that.
Mad street cred.
Yeah. You've got cred and like intellectual academia cred.
I've got so much street cred with the white people.
Right?
As a people.
As a people and as a community.
Yeah. They know.
What were you
like,
going to say?
That guy.
You weren't going to say anything better than me. So I don't understand
what you said. The best shit.
I know.
It's in the contract. You have to say the best shit or else I'm fired.
I say the best shit.
So, yeah, you say the best shit, sir. Sir.
Thank you.
That's also there.
I'm glad you at least
see it. The contract, the new contract, 2017.
Well.
Why'd you come out of fucking like Middle Earth?
I didn't come out of nowhere with that.
You came down from under the table.
I was just
excited.
Well, we're
about
done.
The show ending?
I'm not excited.
I thought it was
it's
like towards the middle.
Down.
Are we going on lunch break?
Oh, sucker.
Lunch break?
It's been a while.
Okay.
This is going to be...
I got way more in me.
I know you do. I know you do. You're about to have a few more inches in you. What? Anyway.
I didn't say anything about inches, you
I know.
Dick.
It's, people are going to think we're like fucking Bert and Ernie.
They were gay, right?
They were too, super duper gay.
We're not that different.
We're... Because I would be Ernie.
Does anyone remember the Truth and Dare episode?
Our Truth and Dare episode?
Our.
I mean, I remember it. Why?
Remember
what
it?
Were you, why? What were you going to say?
Nothing. Just go listen to it.
All right. Is that we're going to leave it there? I don't even know where you were going with it, but.
Is it available still?
Oh, fuck. It will be soon.
We should make it available on iTunes.
Okay, I'll release it.
By Apple.
All right. Shout out to Apple. Are we allowed to shout out to Apple?
We have to give a shout out to Apple. They need help right now.
No,
they've only
shut
got
up.
Like $8 gazillion.
What?
We need to make sure we get their name out there.
What
Apple,
to Steve Jobs.
Apple.
Oh, is he not with us?
He's not with us.
He's anymore.
Not with us.
Ooh. Huh. That wasn't speaking ill of the dead.
We got Mark right. Employment.
Is that really? Are you kidding? I'm done. I'm too high for this shit. So, on behalf of Black
this
Tan,
this is turning into a
shout out to Neil Khan, the alien.
Podcast?
You got some shout outs, man?
Yes.
Anybody
shout
you
out.
Care about who might be listening?
Shout out to every single person that's
who's
listening.
Who's the first one?
In the United States,
who's the first
Ghana.
One?
I'm going to name out countries specifically so they listen more.
Okay.
Oh, England. I love you, England.
Oh,
thanks. Shout out
to
England.
Again, I'm
England.
I'm 8% from the UK.
You 8% from the UK?
I'm 8% from the UK.
What 9%? What the?
Well then,
what
bullets.
The L?
Oh,
what
that's
the
bullets.
L?
That's a load of malarkey.
Well,
I think I went Scottish.
It doesn't matter.
Is malarkey Scottish?
It's all Europe.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, shout out to Europe.
Shout out to fucking Europe, I guess.
No.
What's in, but shouldn't we be... Like,
Europe's huge.
That's
Neil,
like saying,
Neil
like,
Collins
shout out
Europe.
To South America.
Yeah, shout out like, to South America. Why not?
Least, all right.
Or we, I don't, because I don't know how to break it down properly.
Neil just winked at me.
Producer.
I think that means we should go. I think that means we're done.
Well, he's already gone, so why
don't we go? Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure, sir. no more booze for this guy. It's only pot. And it's legal in Hollyweed, motherfucker.
Hollyweed.
Hollyweed.
I did that to the sun.
How awesome was that? I know. FYI. I know. I seen it. Yeah. I seen it. Well, thanks for listening. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Black and Tan Podomatic.
You can find us in our apartment.
Anywhere. Hey, man. If you're a Facebook friend of
Facebook of anybody, Live.
Facebook Live, Black and Tan podcast. Just, you know, become our friends.
Snapchat, Black and Tan. We'll keep you posted.
And we'll keep life a little fresher. We'll keep you up on it. How about that? You'll be the homie. We'll keep you up on it.
We have all these promises.
Yeah. Wait. We think bigly. We think fucking bigly, son.
We'll keep your life fresh.
We'll make everything better. Everything.
Like Dougie.
Yeah. We'll make your dick bigger. We'll make your vagina tighter.
We'll do I thought it. You were going to say bigger.
Well, hey, some if you need a bigger vagina, we got that. Whatever you need, girl.
You small vagina girls out there.
Or do, you know. You got you. Keep listening. Subscribe. Thankful that I'm still here. A shitty winter, but it's about to be an ill year. Some of a joke, let's spread it to the seasons. I don't really need the rhymes. All I ever need is the reasons. So why you gotta go? I thought you ought to know. I think you're different, girl. I'm out here. Before the bottle goes, I order the domino.